Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tuesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tuesday.
With Oscar and Rob. I spoke to Mike this morning. Things are okay up there.
You communicated.
And we will have him back tomorrow.
Nice.
And he says thank you for all the kind words from everybody.
Aww,
we certainly appreciate it. All right, now, good way to start the show today. A personal favorite of mine and a good friend of the show. Let us welcome back Kevin Meaney. Hi, Kevin.
I'm also applauding. Yeah. Oh, God, that's fantastic. Thank you. It's great to be on with Oscar.
Kevin, it's a true honor.
Rob.
Yeah, I don't have a song. That's what's sad.
Oh, I'll take Oscar. Yeah. Oscar's been so white lately, though.
Mm-hmm. Not you.
Not me. Ooh, I'm Latin.
How do we have Kevin coming into town this weekend with his new show, Big Pants and Hot Flashes? He's touring with Julia Scotti. He will be at the AMP by Strathmore in Rockville on Friday night. And Saturday night, he'll be in Lorton, Virginia at the Workhouse Arts Center. You must be thrilled to come to Lorton, Virginia, Kevin.
I am. I tell you, there's so many places on my bucket list, and this is one of them. And, you know, I have to get down there, you know. There's not much time left, so I have to visit these wonderful, beautiful cities.
Tell us about the show.
Or community.
It's a community. It's a way of life.
This is a kind of a different show. It's not your basic stand-up show. You know, we'll do a Q&A after the show, but I'll start off. From the beginning, Julia is transgender. I came out about 10 years ago, and we kind of both tell her stories. We both kind of went through life-changing, you know, we had a life change, both of us, you know, when we were older, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out, you know, when I was on Broadway. I mean, what a great place to come out, you know. It's a lot easier than if I was working on the docks, you know. Hey, fellas, I got something to tell you. You know, when you're on Broadway, it's like, oh, God, here we go. You know, so it was easy for me and to come out in that way, opposed to, you know, working another job. So I was very lucky. And, you know, I had to deal with my family, my wife, my child. So we kind of tell our stories comedically, you know, to audiences around the country these days. So we're both doing, you know, we came to, you know, the way Julia and I met, she was opening up for me at this theater in Pennsylvania, small little theater, and I walked down to the dressing room, and there she was putting on her makeup, and she was in front of a typical, you know, backstage dressing room table, you know, the lights around the mirror, and she had makeup out, and she goes, Kevin, oh, God, we worked together years ago. I said, oh, right, how are you? You know, I pretended that I knew who she was, and I go, oh, it's great to see you, God. And I said, what have you been doing? Well, I had a sex change operation a few years ago. I said, I don't remember you, you know. I don't. I'm sorry. I was lying, you know. And then she told me her story, and I was just, you know, we had so much in common, and we just began our friendship right at that moment, you know.
Very cool. That you would find that common ground.
Got to know each other. We got, you know, we said, why don't we do a show together, you know? So that's how this show came about. And I'm happy it did. It's great.
Very cool that you are able to find the common ground and make the show work together. And I'm guessing between you and Julia that the show is fabulous. Gotta be.
Kevin, let me tell you, this is Oscar here. Rob.
Wouldn't you want to go see that show? That's a show you go, oh, my God, I got to see what this is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's interesting, you know, and it's top of mind. And
this
as far as
the box.
As far as the setting goes, you know, especially with what's going on, as of late, and I'm a big fan of I Am Kate. We talk about it here on the show all the time. It is an interesting story where really you're talking about your personal path, and a lot of people don't share that, and they haven't up to this point. So people need to hear this, especially if they may be going through the same things.
And it's a modern thing, too. Yeah. I mean, this is something that would not have been done 5 years ago. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the whole, you know, everything has changed. You know, so we're in this post-Brokeback Mountain world, you know. I mean, you know, I say that, you know, but it really is true. Since that movie came out, you know, so much has changed. Yeah. I'm not saying that had anything to do with it, but, you know, now, you know, the transgender community is getting a voice. And what we're really talking about is, like, we're really all the same. You know, you might be shaking your head, no, I'm not the same. But in a way we are, you know, where we can be truthful and we can, you know, as you said, tell our stories, you know, and relate that to, you know, everybody else that's out there. And we just all want to be, you know, it goes back to the civil rights movement also.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, equal means equal. So let's treat everybody equal, and let's share each other's experiences and enjoy them, you know, and laugh about them and laugh with them, you know. So, you know, that's where our show is coming from, where we, you know, we actually have a good time telling these stories, and it's not painful. It's joyous, and it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not being afraid of saying who you are and, you know, what you do.
It's all about communication, and communication is always a good thing. Now, I have a question for you regarding that. When did you start doing stand-up? What was the year?
Oh, I started back in 1980.
So
but
now
before
you,
that, yeah. I was doing, you know, I was in plays and school and then community theater. So I had kind of an itch for, you know, the stage.
Right.
And, you know, I was fascinated with television, and, you know, I wanted to be inside the TV,
yeah.
You know. So I have this drive to do something in show business. So that was, and that wasn't allowed. It was like, you can't do that. You know, what are you, you're not coming on TV. Get a job in the firehouse.
Like it or not, being in stand-up for that makes 36 years. That makes you one of the elder statesmen out there, and you're still out there getting it done. I want your opinion on something that comes up every now and then. Several comics say they won't play college campuses anymore. I think Jerry Seinfeld is among them, because it's too politically correct. Now, you're not really an outrageous, off the chart, unpolitically correct or politically incorrect comic. But what is your take on that? Is that really the case? Do you think it can swing back the other way? As someone who's out there doing stand up, what is your feeling?
Well, there's a lot of places you shouldn't work, but you have to work them because, you know, that's your job. Jerry has, you know, the luxury of working where he wants to work.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't have that opportunity. If a college calls me up and says, hey, we'd like you to do your college, you know, and it could be Jerry Falwell University, you know. I'm there because I need the money.
Yeah.
It's not there because, you know, cruise ships, I hate them. It's like, you know, mutiny on the Bounty. You know, they, you know, if you don't do well, they want you to walk the plank. You know, he ruined my vacation, that comedian. They have all the power, you know, the passengers. Oh, we saw this comedian last night on the cruise ship. He was the worst. get him off the ship. And they do. Get him off the ship. They get somebody else in, you know.
Right.
So, and corporate gigs can be horrible. They can also be great. Cruise ships can also be great. I'm not saying, you know, I've had experience both ways, you know, where, you know, I've had great shows, I've had awful shows. So most of the shows are great. But, you know, everybody wants to know what was your worst show. But, you know, I've done corporate gigs that are horrible. I've done, you know, clubs that have been horrible. You know,
radio shows that have been horrible.
It depends on the night. It's doing stand-up is a tightrope act.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can fall off at any time.
That's part of the excitement that draws people to this craft, I would say. And a lot of people say you just don't know what you're going to get when you get up there. But when you kill, a lot of people liken it to the best drug they've ever had in their lives. The thrill of commanding an audience is, it's just got to be so phenomenal, and few of us get to actually do something like that.
It is. It's a great, I wouldn't say it's the greatest high you ever had, okay, because I've been to California, all right? Oh, don't be saying you're smoking pot, God, on the radio. I like to, you know, listen, it, you know, when you do stand up, when it goes well, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's like it's taking candy from a baby. It's that easy. You know, when you first get up there and you do your first line, and you know right from that moment that this is going to be fun, it's going to be easy, and, you know, before you know it, you've done an hour and you get off and people are standing and cheering. You know, when it doesn't go, when you go up there and you do your first line and it doesn't go over, it's the longest hour of your life. So, you know, it's like, oh, it's brutal. And that's work, you know, because you have to make it work. Yeah, and you'll still come out with a good outcome, but it's work.
All things considered, Kevin, you've had a sitcom, you've been in movies, you've done stand-up, you've done Broadway. If you take each one as its own entity, which is still your favorite?
Well, stand-up is still my first love. You know, I mean, it's because it's the hardest.
Right.
You know, doing a Broadway show, although, you know, you need the stamina because you're doing 8 shows a week, so it's kind of a muscle you have to work. And there's always danger, you know, because it's live in front of a big audience. That, you know, that's exciting too, but it's stand-up is, as I said, it's a tightrope act, you know?
Well, you're one of the
television,
best.
Television, you can do different takes. Movies, you can, you know, they'll take the, you know, the best take. They'll, you know, shoot it, you know, 5, 10, 20 times before they get what they want. So,
yeah. Stand-up, you know, is all you. It's all you. It's on your shoulders. So I imagine the reward is the greatest. And you are one of the best. And you will be coming to town, the D.C. area, this weekend. Big Pants and Hot Flashes. That's at the Strathmore in Rockville. For tickets, dial 301-581-5800. That's Friday night. Saturday night at the Workhouse Arts Center in Lorton, Virginia. Get your tickets at 703-584-2900. And all the information is, of course, at kevinmeaney.com.
Kevin, before you go, one quick question. What are you wearing?
What am I on, Grindr?
I was just curious. I'm trying to picture you.
Yeah. We got to get you in studio.
I've got my tight pants on, mister.
hey, we're big pants people here. We are big pants people. So thank you,
That's
Kevin
right.
Meany.
Put your big pants on. Don't be walking around with the tight pants. Who needs to be looking at that?
And I got to ask, Kevin, with all this going on, do you care?
Meow, meow, meow. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I don't care. He does not care. Bing, bing, zoom, 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 zoom.
All right, Kevin.
Thank you,
thanks
Kevin.
For your time. Have a great afternoon, and go kill him in Lorton and in Rockville, okay?
All right, we'll see you. Thanks. Tell Mike I said hello.
You bet.
You will.
Thank you,
thanks,
Kevin. So long.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye, guys.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm fine. My name is Serge, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Miss Jenny Summers.
She's very busy today. Maybe you give me your name?
My name's Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining, what it's meaning, regarding.
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Donnie? One moment. Donnie, run and tell Miss Summers that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see...
Axel Foley. Axel.
Axel. Foley is here to see her. These are old acquaintances. Donnie, cover this up. It's
I'm
like
sorry.
The breast
I'm real
of
sorry.
A dog to scrub for the customer. It's not sexy, it's animal.
No, it's not sexy at all.
May I offer you something to drink? A wine, a cocktail, espresso?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good, you should try it.
No, I'm fine.
I see you look at this piece. Yeah, I was wondering how much something like this went for.
$130,000.
Get the f*** out of here.
No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important, please.
Have you ever sold one of these?
Sell it yesterday to a collector.
Get the f*** out of here.
It's serious, I said it myself.
Axel Foley, what on earth are you doing here?
How you doing?
I'm fine. Hold a second. I'll be right down.
Great. Excuse me, sir.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Got my own intro today. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., tis the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Thank you, Kevin Meaney, for coming by. Always a treat. He's insightful, man. I like
him. Yeah, awesome. He wouldn't tell me what he was wearing, though.
I think maybe it's best in your mind.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that right, Mike?
Baby, it's cold outside. So, who wants to go to the grocery store for snacks when they can be shipped right to your door? Am I right? Right. I'm right. Yes, right. Right. Everyone goes nuts for nuts. And the world's best nuts come from nuts.com. I had the pleasure of sending my beautiful daughters at their college beautiful nuts.com gift baskets, and they love them. They're still talking about them. Since 1929, this family-owned business has prided themselves on giving you the best in nuts and dried fruit. They use only the freshest products and the best suppliers. The website is easy to use. It's fun to browse, and they have everything. They ship so fast, and the stuff is the yummiest. I love nuts.com. You will too. Whether you want stuff that's organic, gluten-free, or with or without salt, even sugar-free, nuts.com has it all. More than just nuts, they've got dried fruits, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods, coffees and teas, and beautiful gift sets, and Rob Spiewak's fruitcakes were the best they've ever been, thanks to nuts.com. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com, big, salty, sweet, whatever you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose four, count them, four free samples when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for four free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And with the music of Glenn Frey behind us, sad yesterday to find out that Glenn Frey passed.
Yeah, Eagles. And Glenn Frey. I wanted to post something on Facebook, but I feel like there were so many more people that knew more about his career and more about his his body of work that I wouldn't have done him justice. The Eagles, the band itself, and I mentioned on the show before, was one of the only memories I have of my dad and I really bonding.
Really?
I remember hearing Hotel California coming out of his office.
Great song.
And then scurrying in there and be like, what is this? And then he explained to me that he would say, this is from my época, which means this is from my time, right?
Right. His epic. That makes sense.
And I just remember sitting there listening over and over to the Eagles' Greatest Hits album. And he would just tell me more about the band in Spanish. And I'd be like, this is just awesome.
Very, very important band. And we'll be talking about more about the Eagles, of course, in the audio vault, featuring the music of Glenn Frey today. And if we get to it, I want to talk about the fact that every other day this calendar year, we've lost somebody. Famous. Scary.
Times a fleeting.
It's very, very scary. But that's not our lead story, Oscar.
Oh.
What?
Because last night it was about 9:30. I was watching TV with my lovely wife, and the phone rang. And of course, we thought something bad has happened. I pick up the phone. Hello.
Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Wade, my man.
Because of the forecast of extremely cold weather, there will be a 2-hour delay for students tomorrow, Tuesday, January the 19th. Administrative offices will be opening on time. To repeat, there will be a 2-hour delay for students tomorrow, Tuesday, January the 19th, with administrative offices opening on time. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.
Now, this is why the rest of the world hates us.
Yeah, what happened to bundle up?
Yeah, exactly. Wear your mittens to the bus stop, kids.
Are they worried about the liability?
I have.
How can you sue the county for frostbite if you don't put a hat on?
You gotta wear a hat.
Well, I look my hair stylings do not allow for any type of hood or hat really, because when you take it off, it's messed up.
You
it
gotta
doesn't
keep
look
it. Yeah, you know it's an odd day. Yeah. Adrian's here, young Diego. Usually he wears some sort of festive hat.
Yeah. Well,
it's 12 degrees outside today. No hat.
It's in my backpack.
Yeah. Of course it is.
And he hasn't assimilated yet. I have. And I
to America. Yeah, or to our our show.
To our culture.
Of course.
America. Mm-hmm. And I have, and what I do is I see the forecast, and I plan accordingly.
You got to.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was 12 degrees this morning, and we've had 12, 14, 16 degree days, and Robert comes down in a basketball shorts and a North Face jacket. I say, buddy, that's not going to work today. So what you need to do, folks, I think it's really nice that Wade Baird is raising your children for you. And mm-hmm. he's a very busy man. Make sure your kids bundle up. It's not hard to get kids to dress warm.
Do you think it's... Because this, as a child, I don't remember being... And this isn't like I walked a mile to school, which I did, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But this isn't... We never got off for that.
No.
We never got off for wind chill factors.
No.
It was, hey, it's... It's not snowing, you're going.
I do remember, that rhymes. That's like your Johnny Cochran thing, isn't it? Yeah, if it's not snowing, you're going. Now, I do remember, because I'm considerably older than you, that there were many schools that were not air conditioned and there were occasional early closings for heat.
Right.
Did you ever get that? Obviously not in your native land.
No. I'm sure. Every school I went to for some reason had air conditioning.
I think there was a rule. Madison High School was half air conditioned when I went.
Don't they have the window rattlers in some of these schools?
What is a window rattler?
What
is it kind of a snake?
Window rattler? Rattler? How about a window AC unit?
Oh, okay. I see. No, they never did. Now, I do remember those big panel windows that you'd like move the big lever and pull and they'd open. There'd be one.
Yeah.
The bottom one would open out.
Yeah. Yeah.
In, and the top
suicide
one would open
friendly
up.
Windows.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, yeah, because you can fit a body out of them if you got over the top.
Right out.
Yeah. They don't make them like they used to anymore.
No, that really
just
wasn't.
For that reason. I'm serious.
Seriously?
There's some science behind that, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was science that made me want to commit
suicide.
Yeah,
you can't jump out of that one.
Yeah. Stay inside, folks.
These sad kids.
So when they say stay in school, it's really not to get a diploma. Yeah. It's so you don't kill yourself.
If you look, they don't install those windows anymore.
Well, I don't think schools even have openable windows anymore, do they?
Yeah.
Hello.
So.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Can't throw anything out. Can't throw drugs out. Can't throw yourself out.
Exactly.
Those are the rules.
That's the modern thing. But I do remember getting out occasionally for, and it was always in the late in the school year, you get out for heat. But we never got a delayed opening for cool or wind or anything like that.
It was freezing this morning. I walked a block down from where I parked, and I said, well, it really is that cold,
it's
right?
Cold, yeah.
Two pairs of socks, sneakers, two pairs of sweatpants.
Sure.
Really, three layers underneath, and I said, we're good to go.
You got a layer. Yeah. That's it.
How does that impact the school year for your kids, the two hours?
Well, I think Loudoun County, after the years have passed, they've built in the ability for, I think, 82 snow days.
Okay.
Because there are times, I made a joke last night that school's opening 2 hours late, spring exams still scheduled. Because if you remember, I think 2 years ago.
They canceled them.
They canceled exams. They just canceled. Yeah, it was the winter exams. But they just canceled them because they had missed so much school. It was like a party countywide. Now, the only thing that makes this sort of
we're
whole
all
water,
getting dumber. Yay.
We're getting dumber and, and
didn't have to study and learn that. Yay.
No longer impervious to cold. The thing that is really, really crazy about it is that the Loudoun County, you know, when I think of it, I think of my perfectly sectioned Ryan Home neighborhood. And this seems like a ridiculous closing for that. But Loudoun County does cover some of the more mountainous region. So I don't know if that, but that to me is not a cold issue. That's a snow issue. That's going to be slow to get the roads
cleared.
Yeah,
what does 2 hours do?
Yeah, it doesn't
do
much.
It's still cold.
Okay, so.
That is true. You know what? They've gone from 12 to 15 degrees in 2
that
hours.
That is a disservice. Also, if you're in the D.C. area, look, and if you're a national show, please, our apologies for this. If you're somewhere in outside of the D.C. area.
Cold has gripped the entire East Coast.
Either way, the snow coming this weekend, right?
Ah, yes. I have an article I would like to share with you about that.
When I last saw the news around 5, 6 p.m. yesterday, local news, they said they weren't going to give us any snow totals. When I woke up this morning, all I saw was snow totals.
That's right.
And I have class this weekend. Yay for me. That's not being canceled because if there's snow, you just go into the ballroom and you go back to the hotel and they have a whole class in one of the ballrooms.
Okay,
right?
Very good.
Lots of fun, let me tell you. Got an email this morning and said, hey, be prepared to have class in the hotel this next Friday.
Oh,
right?
Because you're already there.
Already there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to add another weekend to the end of the year. Right?
Okay, that makes sense.
So, and we've got a lot of work to do that, and I've got a presentation that day and a 10-page paper. Knew that I wouldn't get out of it.
Okay.
But I didn't know that they had released the totals till I got that email.
Right.
What are the chances of it actually happening?
It is
Snowmageddon 5?
I have seen anywhere predicted from 2 inches of rain to 1,000 inches of snow. So we will address it when we get back. I do know this, is that the panic started on Sunday for a Friday weather event. That might be a brand new record.
Man.
Yeah. So stick around, folks. We'll talk about Snowmageddon. And this is really going to, if it pans out, a big deal. The entire East Coast. So we'll see. But I know this. We're going to have a show on Friday.
Ooh.
That's right. I might have to dig, but I'll be here, okay? Stick around, folks, when we come back. More about Snowmageddon 2, 3, which one is
five.
It?
5.
5, exactly. I don't even know how to count that high. You know why? Exams were canceled.
Yep.
That's so sad.
Such a shame.
So
sad. Well, the sad thing is you were just as happy for your kids as they were.
You know what? To be honest, happy would mean I cared. I just said, you know what? Are they still here? Get them out of the house. All right, back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Rob Spiewak on the wrong show.
Yeah, for some reason, Rob is on this show. Gary had surgery, folks. He's going to join us to explain what happened to him, but Rob has kindly agreed to sit in with us.
I am going to rest. I was only going to do a part of the show, but I really couldn't leave. Too much fun.
You said to me recently when I was in here sick, what a trooper. I know you're in pain. I know you need to be resting. You're a trooper for doing this. Thank you very much for
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Gary Stein, everybody.
Feel better, Gary. We need you back here.
Thank you, buddies. All of you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank God that's over.
Yeah.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, last week I told you about a client that I am super excited about. It's OmahaSteaks.com. There's the big reveal. I love Omaha Steaks. High quality, one-of-a-kind flavor, so good. I had a couple of them the other night, and they are incredible. Listen to this special just for our listeners right now, and I need everybody to get on board with this. Omaha Steaks has the perfect package for the big game. It's the TMOS gift pack, and get this, it's 76% off its normal price. Listen to what it has. This is incredible. What a deal. 2 tender mild filet mignons, 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 2 moist savory boneless pork chops, 4 home-style chicken fried steaks, 15 giant all-beef Italian meatballs, but there's more. 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy creamy potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 free juicy premium Omaha Steak burgers. Wow! Now listen, just for our listeners, this exclusive package is only $49.99. $49.99! I want everybody to get on board with this. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and add the TMOS Sports Pack to your cart. Again, that's OmahaSteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. Be ready for the big game with Omaha Steaks. You will love it.
Thank you, Mike, and we are back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Talking Snowmageddon 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the WUSA. This is our CBS affiliate here.
Okay.
And Topper Shutt loves snow the way a fat boy loves his pie. He is all about it, and it really does. You know what? This is their ratings fodder for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
True.
They love to go and go crazy. Now, the first time I heard that there was even anything possibly coming was Sunday night. There was an email that went out, and we talked about yesterday, the talent show this weekend.
Yes.
They said, snow event possible on Friday. Should we look at rescheduling the talent show? And I replied, whatever. You know, I'm open to anything. Because if there is a delayed opening, I think they can still have an evening event. But if school is closed, they can't have any evening events. So we're looking into that. But then I started poking around, and they said, there's possible something, the European model. And by the way, aren't they lovely, European models?
Topless.
The Canadian model. And there's several models that all look like there could be something going on. But no one seemed to want to commit until they put this up on the WUSA9.com website.
Okay.
This is from Topper Shutt. He posted this at roughly 8 a.m. this morning. Another day closer to the start of the storm, and the latest computer models are becoming in better agreement. I don't know that that's grammatically correct. We are confident that a winter storm will hit the D.C. metro area.
Ooh.
Confidence on Friday and last through most of Saturday. By major, I mean 6 to 12 inches, and by historic, I mean, it could end up being one of the top 10 snowstorms on record.
Man.
Yeah, so he's starting to talk about it now. Now, it will not be a pure snow event for the entire metro area. Hate the phrase snow event. In other words, the snow could mix with change to rain east of I-95.
Okay.
So you've got weather bands going on, right? The biggest question mark is the storm determining will it rain and for how long. This will impact the potential snowfall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, the track of the storm could change, and yes, I am a little concerned about the availability of cold air. Already he's tilted his hand there.
Uh-huh. So I am concerned about the
availability. No, he wants it. He's concerned about the availability of cold air. It's like he's running out of milk and paper in his house.
Yeah, but if there isn't cold air, we're not going to get snow. We'll get rain.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hate this area.
I know. I do too. So he's saying anywhere from 6 to 1 inch to an infinite amount of snow. But then he offers helpful hints.
Yes.
So here's how you can get ready for the blizzard,
good.
Oscar.
Okay.
Here's what you can do before Friday. Panic. He doesn't actually write that, but he wants you to. Accumulating snow starts Friday morning, so finish all errands by Thursday night.
Okay.
Got to get it done. Heaviest snow, 4 p.m. Friday through 1 p.m. Saturday. Get your prescriptions filled and picked up by Thursday.
Oh, my God.
You got that, Pony?
Jesus Christ.
Is this just filler?
No, this is panic. He's making the panic. He's got to manufacture the panic. Now, this is a new layer. Power outages are possible, so check your flashlight batteries.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Expect major cancellations and delays for airline travel.
Rob, this is what concerns me.
Yes.
All right. You are reading what should be common sense to everybody.
Yes, but he has to really underscore it to make the panic happen.
But don't we believe in humanity a little more than to know that this guy is, and he, look, for what it's worth, do you think he's really writing, an intern's writing that, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, so do you think someone sees that?
Adrian Garcia is sitting in
Channel
9.
Someone sees that and says, oh man, let me make a list.
Yeah, oh, I know. But you see, what he's doing, and I bet this comes down from higher ups. And I, you know what? I'd like to talk to Tony about this when he did weather here in D.C.
Okay.
How much they manufacture the panic. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing right now is they're setting the table for the people to get up at crack of dawn. Kids that will sleep until noon on Saturday.
I have a friend, Leo, listens to the show. He bought 100 bags of ice melt today.
100 bags?
Yeah, well, because he's got a business he's got to take care of. But still, like, he's in. That is a hard cost. That's not going anywhere.
I thought sure he was going to resell for profit.
No.
I know the guys you run with door to door.
That'd be smart, though.
You say, Don Diaz ice melt?
Yeah.
But this is, to me, this is what I know. TV is big business. And they need to know that when people are up at the crack of dawn on Saturday, the first thing they do is turn on the TV and stay there. And there's Pat Collins with his snow stick or whatever, or people stand. And there is really no greater TV than really lackluster reporters trying to create
and
content.
And I get excited. Uh-huh. And I know this is like really it really stems from my days listening to Don and Mike and then working here on the Mike O'Mara show where you guys get hyped up over this, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
And then what's wild is I remember listening to it and now sitting in the room when I hear the reports that you play, it actually blows my mind because it's really the lowest common denominator of reporting.
Oh, it is.
But we watch.
It is.
We watch. We're like, oh, it's snowing there too? That's great.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You mean it's snowing in Rockville and Gaithersburg?
The blizzard of 96. I read a story about that. I lived it. Don't even know why I read it. It was in the Washington Post like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, because it was the 20th anniversary of the blizzard of 96.
What a great blizzard. I was 16, going on 17. I was snowed in with a bunch of my friends. It was awesome. I'm sure my mom hated that, right?
Yeah, of course.
But for us, all we did was get hammered. Like hide in the basement, pretend we're drinking non-alcoholic beers and just had a great time.
But it is, I think one of the reasons is that it is one of the things that in modern day we can't control. We can control almost everything anymore. Mm-hmm. But snow is still something that is uncontrollable. It's Mother Nature. It is not, invariably it can be, but as a rule, it's not horribly destructive like a tornado or a hurricane. It's a big weather event that we associate with fun, and I think that's based in being a kid.
Yes, it is. I've got people in my family,
they're 70 years old, that still turn childlike when there's
a chance of getting off work unless you're in broadcasting because then you don't really get off, you just have to make it somehow,
right?
I'm not a party pooper. I understand that the hype behind
shock
this
jock.
I just I effing hate the idea that we buy into this, and I do as well. Yeah.
I know. And you know what? It's I can be right here telling you that I know I'm being played. Yeah, and I feel like
I'm smarter than this. Right?
Are we smarter than it?
No.
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're buying right in. I mean, I really did. I got down this morning and I started Googling snow event and all the stuff. And, you know, is like, do we want to see the record broken? Do we want to see it? I mean, yeah, sort of, I guess. Now, Pony, you say you love snow. Are you one of the guys that likes to go out and drive around in it?
Or are you one of the guys that likes to snort?
I am. It's fun. Yeah. No, I'm snorting. No, I love driving around in the snow.
He loves doing blow.
Snow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cocaine.
No, yeah, because I crave action.
Snow. Can you imagine Pony on some sort of stimulant, if I could actually talk?
Every day of my life.
But I know you're on Adderall.
Yeah.
I guess that's low-grade coke, I imagine. You're not snorting it, are you?
No, that's like
what
an
happens
amphetamine.
When you snort it? Tell me.
Do you ever snort Adderall off a girl's forehead?
God, no.
Yeah, off a girl's ass?
I saw that in a train wreck. It was very nice.
You guys are terrible.
Do you line up the lines on a cartoon figure? Like, oh, this is so deviant.
You know what's so excellent about Pony is the pony we get every day is Pony on Speed.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's the sad part.
Isn't it, though?
So, just to pull back the curtain a little bit, Pony had some issues running the Skype. And by that, I mean just hitting a button. We had to have like a really heart-to-heart with him saying,
come to Jesus,
if you're going to run this, you got to focus on the show, right? Because you've got like massive ADD. It's chronicled here on the show.
Right. Yeah.
And he goes, what do you mean? I mean, when I point at you, it's awesome that you hang up, but that's not the hang-up sign. Let's do the cutthroat sign, right?
Right.
Good idea. But I sit here, and that's what factors into my decision-making with you, where I say, okay, he's on 80 milligrams of Ativan or whatever comes his way.
Adderall.
And he has a hard time focusing. Maybe he's not the guy you give the button to the nuke, right? Like, maybe he's not the guy.
He shouldn't be carrying the nuclear suitcase.
Yeah. He shouldn't have the codes, right? Because he's going to lose the codes.
No, I think he's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, or he's going to figure out a way to get that suitcase off, like, it's handcuffed to him, but he'll figure out a way to find it or lose his hand because he's got so much going on in his mind.
Well, the problem with Pony is he's very thin. The handcuff keeps slipping off.
Slip right off. Like a bracelet.
He gets a little sweaty and it's off.
There it goes.
I thought about them. I said, no. All he has to do is just focus.
Right.
Focus on the situation and listen to the show because he's multitasking.
Of course.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, if Pony, a guy who has a lot on his mind, can move in 20 different directions, not because he wants to, but his mind has to.
Right.
If he doesn't know the weather events coming, does he need a list like the one you just read?
Now, when I was reading that list, were you taking it to heart?
Oh, yeah. I'm writing it all down right here, right?
No, you're doing a shtick.
Really?
No.
Would you forget to pick up your meds if you didn't have that list?
No.
Okay.
And I think we know that because we've seen him physically break a sweat when we run late here. Yeah.
do you forget to pick up groceries when you're running late?
No.
When you have a weather event coming?
No, I mean, usually what I do is I go out and shop once the snow starts and everyone's out of the store.
Yeah, I mentioned that on the show.
You love going out in the snow. Do you fishtail? Do you do donuts?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I'm similar. I just eat donuts.
But you go out once it happens, right?
He does. I have done it.
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
It's crazy. Because remember the last time we had a good snow event, I nearly killed myself and the CVS. Because I tried to go up that
whatever
ramp.
You needed.
Yeah, just to try to get up that ramp.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's take bets here. Who, what, how much?
All right. I say it starts noon on Friday.
Yes.
And I say we get, and I will use Dulles Airport as our basis because they're saying the snow event is going to be west and north of the city, and that is northwest of the city.
Okay.
And that is not
all
horribly far from you.
Upper Montgomery County, Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah, you all get. I say we are going to get 15 inches at Dulles Airport.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think it's going to slam us.
Snow angels all around. What do you have, Pony?
I'm thinking it's going to start afternoon, maybe like 2, 3 o'clock, and it's going to be rain. It's going to be all rain. Pure rain.
Diego? What do you think?
Friday early morning, like 3 in the morning.
Yes.
And it's going to start off as flurries. We're going to get a little more conservative.
Yes.
12 inches, 1 foot.
You're high. Yeah. He's high. He's smoking crack. No one says it's going to start
Friday,
like dawn on
morning.
Friday. Yeah.
This is the first you've heard of it.
Rob, it started 10 minutes ago. And
yes, I have to go dig my car out in Washington, D.C. right now. I'm buried in flurries.
The idea that it's not there's not enough cold, I guess, weather. He's
that variable. The cold, cold air variable. Yeah. And remember, we're still 3 days out. So.
Yeah, but still, like, he's saying that an event's coming. It's going to rain. They need to get ratings. And have you seen these news outlets? God bless them. All they're doing is pushing their apps.
That's true.
Because they're realizing that I don't need to go to their, you know, nightly news for... I do because it's just habit, right?
Right.
But the new millennials, all they want is on demand.
Well, with the thought of it being a top 10 blizzard of all time, and he said that.
If I'm wrong, that's fine.
Are you happy if you're wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that means that they're actually forecasting correctly.
All right, and Adrian's going out of his mind. What do you say?
Oscar, it's cold outside.
Okay, well said. You know what? Guy. All I know is this, is that I just bought a pair of tickets to the Knickerbocker Theater, and I hope it doesn't ruin my weekend. That is a terribly inside joke, but anyone who lives in D.C. that's over 90 years old, they're going to dig it, okay? Stick around when we come back. We talked yesterday about Oscar and possessed children.
Yes.
Today I have some questions for Oscar about relationships and babies. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. I got seven women. And the quote of the day is, Oscar, it's very cold.
Yeah. Are you listening to the show?
It's like 15 degrees outside. You're saying it's not going to be cold enough to snow on Friday?
No. Topper Shutt said that he was concerned with the cold air or the lack of it for Friday. And remember, the weather changes from day to day.
It does. You know, it's actually going to be warmer in June.
It's also winter.
Yeah, it is. Oh. All right. You know what? Let's see what Mike has to say.
Well, 2016 is here, and it's a new year, but one thing hasn't changed. You still do not have the time to go to the post office. Here's a great resolution you can make. Maximize every minute and every dollar for your small business, and do it with Stamps.com. Just like we at TMOS do it, we love Stamps.com because it's the better way to buy postage. You can buy official U.S. postage right from your desk at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. You can mail and ship anything anywhere. We do. We send it between Florida and Maine and Washington, D.C. all the time. All you need is your computer and a printer. Print your postage instantly as soon as you need it. Stick it on, and then the mailman takes it away. It is an absolute piece of cake. We love Stamps.com. We know you will, too. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again.
That is so great to never go to the post office.
Oh, it's the best.
No,
especially
parking.
In the holidays.
Oh, my God, the worst. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll mention it again. We mentioned it at the top of the show, and you'll probably mention a little bit of it in Oscarazzi. Please. Please, can we go 2 days without a celebrity dying?
Yeah, and someone that actually has... it's so selfish to say, but I got to tell you, when somebody who's in a black and white movie that I've never seen passes, I respect their body of work.
Understood.
I'll read about them. I will listen to Rob, you know, really break
sometimes
down their careers.
Sometimes I bring you on my side. A lot of times
movies.
I don't. Yeah,
But I don't care.
Right.
But when... Alan Rickman or Glenn Frey pass, you sit there and you wonder what's going on because I feel like they've impacted my lives directly, and because we're a selfish world and I'm clearly, it's all about me, I would say that.
Oh, no, it's not all about
you. I sit there and I'm like, man, like this is really wild now. Even David Bowie, who really didn't touch my life as much as he should have being a rock DJ.
Right.
But I was like, that sucks. This is not the right time. Everybody's going so much faster than you think they would.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, 65 is not that old.
No.
69 is not that old.
No.
70's not that old.
Right.
So it's just tough.
It's scary. And I think a lot of people, what they're not really wrapping their head around is when we see people that we have known, whether it's in real life or in showbiz, when we see people that we've known our entire life pass, it is, whether we realize it or not and whether it's conscious or not, it is reflecting on our own mortality. And these are people that we have grown up with, and they're all of a sudden gone. Today is the 19th day of January as we record, right? Here is who we have lost so far in this calendar year. And it's an amazing list. Lemmy from Motorhead. Dan Haggerty, who played Grizzly Adams on television. Pat Harrington, who played Schneider on One Day at a Time. The previously mentioned Glenn Frey. Not really celebrities, but an amazing bad year for Celine Dion, who this year have lost her husband and her brother, it's both tough. To cancer. Mm-hmm. Natalie Cole, who I think was actually New Year's Eve, but I'm counting it. David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Robert Stigwood, who basically created and manufactured the Bee Gees and their disco reincarnation in the 70s. Dale Griffin, who drummed for Mott the Hoople. Gary Iazzo, Loizzo, lead singer from The American Breed. And also wrestler Iron Mike Sharp, who was a jobber in the 1980s. You know what a wrestling jobber is?
No.
He's a guy that comes in and loses but makes his opponent look good.
Okay.
But that is literally enough to be someone every other day. And it's scary.
And this is your thing.
Well, I do.
This is your thing.
I track celebrity death
is your thing. So if anything, it's your high season.
And well, no. Here's the thing, though, is that when it comes this frequently and this often.
You got to make hay, though.
Well, no. It takes the special out of it.
Really?
It does. Yeah, it really does.
Aww.
Oh, so wait. In your mindset, the celebrity death at a rapid clip is not good for business.
Well, not good for my mental business, no. But it is, for example, Farrah Fawcett passed within, I think, a day and a half of Michael Jackson.
Yes.
And no one really gave her the due that she was deserved.
You can't compare the two.
No, because she was overshadowed. Same thing happened with Elvis and Groucho Marx. These are two huge icons. However, Elvis got the whole story.
Who was more of a celebrity?
Well, you know what? Different eras.
Yeah.
Different eras. Groucho had a longer career. Elvis sold more records. You know, you're comparing a rock star to a movie star.
Yeah, but if you went to any street corner or mall in America and you held both of them up.
Oh, Elvis.
Yes.
Elvis. But that
same with Michael.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But still, I think that the celebrities need to establish a system.
Hey, you're
one a week. One a week.
Four,
yeah.
Four deaths a month. We're going to go 12 deaths a quarter, and that's it. Let's figure
that's
that
it.
Out.
That's right. And, you know, we'll have different.
And once a quota's met, you got to hold on.
You got to live.
Uh-huh. You got to get back onto the line because people have made arrangements.
We're burning your DNR. Yeah.
Unless you want.
You have a DR.
If you want your memory of all your work, if you want that memory to be overshadowed by another celebrity's death, you got to hold on.
Yeah, you got to hold on because, you know, it's just not on schedule. However, I did find out that the New York Times has over 1,600 pre-written obituaries.
Oh, man.
Did you know that?
Well, that's efficiency.
It is. Mm-hmm. But you know what the problem is when they exist in the computer and sometimes they're released at the wrong time? How would you feel if you're like, say, someone like who's on constantly on the bubble, like Spider-Man creator Stan Lee, and you go, say, to your Facebook page and the New York Times has listed your obituary? That's not the right way to start your day.
How would you feel if you knew you were on that list?
I would think.
And you're a celebrity.
I think that, God, you know, that's 1,600.
And how do you make the list? Do you announce you have cancer? And what if it's stage two and you beat it?
16, back in the hopper, as Grease would say.
Yeah, but what triggers the writing is what I'm saying.
I would say that's probably a few factors. One would have to be, you'd be aged. Well, first of all, you'd have to be famous. You have to be someone
I get that, yes.
And then you'd have to be aged. And I would think anyone who has any sort of illness would definitely get their obit written.
Yeah, but whose job is it to curate that? Like, is it...
That would be a great job
is
for
it
me.
Is it the Powerball machine? Does that just pop up? Like, hey, this guy just announced X. It's time to get ahead of this.
Do you think there are metrics that can determine that, Pony?
Oh, absolutely.
You could write that program?
Yep. I'm working on it right now.
I would think if we were to have pre-written obituaries for this show...
Oh, God.
I would think that mine would definitely be
very short.
Well, no. Yours,
he tried.
Yours hasn't even been written.
He worked too hard.
Yours is not.
No, mine's not. I'm not talking about celebrity. Yet. It's just, it really would be very short.
No, I'm talking about the fact that you're going to outlive us all.
Oh, stop.
No, because you're healthy.
Stress can kill you as well.
I think that would be awesome is that if Mike and I were somehow taken out in an event together. Now, that would be a great obituary.
Geez.
Don't you think?
No, because he would overshadow you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no one would talk about
unless
that guy
I'm standing,
Rob is pretty funny.
Unless I'm standing between him and the sun, I'd be shadowing him.
No.
Big shadow.
But you are an egomaniac as well. You would want people to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to attend my own funeral, but I'll be there, but I'll be dead.
Yeah, but and if Mike's not there, I'm left with doing the obituary. You know
no,
how
no,
that
no.
Rolls.
It's called a eulogy, and don't worry about it. I wouldn't ask you to do that.
The Ugoogly?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't
do Ugoogly.
All right. We talked yesterday. I'd love it if you could make it to the funeral, but don't think you need to speak.
I appreciate that.
And if you speak,
wait
please,
off my back.
Please don't do
shoulders.
Don't do anything that you've written.
No.
I don't want you writing, want you reading.
It'll be off the cuff.
You can speak from the heart, yes. And that'll be fine.
Those arteries, let me tell you.
Mm.
All right, you want to talk kids?
Route 66.
You thought 66 was clogged.
Let's talk about expanding those arteries. How about expanding 66? It's too late for Rob.
All right, this I found fascinating that I'd like to bring up. We're talking a couple things with you about kids.
Yes.
These are the 10 most common names to have if you're a genius. Do you feel that you know any, present company excluded?
Yeah.
Do you know any geniuses in your life? I would say one, certainly.
Todd Moore.
Yeah, Todd did not make the top 10 common names of geniuses. So if you're going to have a kid, these are names you may want to use because in the past, they've yielded geniuses. Let's start at number 10 and move up. Paul, George, both Beatle names.
This list.
Hold it, gets better. Johann, Richard, James.
Johann.
David. Well, there's these
Sebastian
are these
Bach,
are these are genius Germans. Charles, William, and at number two, Robert.
Oh.
Great, huh?
This list is BS.
Who put this list out? The Onion?
Yeah, no, it's not. from a website called mooseroots.com.
Oh, that's a reputable list.
But that's not the reason I
Moose
brought you here.
Roots.
I want to ask you questions about parenting. Okay. Since you dealt with Reagan and the satanic death. Are they gone, by the way? Is your apartment back to being your own?
Gone, baby, gone.
Gone, baby, gone, so no more screaming?
Yeah, they're gone.
Any screaming yesterday that you dealt with after the show?
No, I got her at the tail end of just happiness.
Really?
Yeah, a good 15 minutes of just running around. I said, all right, it's been real. Come back anytime, never again.
Changing your logs, changing your address.
Well, I was that concerned that I forget that my sister's actually a pediatrician and she deals with this all the time. Mm-hmm. And I called her and I just got a couple Facebook messages from listeners and there are certain ways to deal with this.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily a behavior issue. It's also... There are books out there that can help you dictate how to make the terrible twos a lot better than terrible, right? I think it's called Make the Terrible Twos Terrific.
Did you? Well, actually, and I found that the terrible twos actually sort of bled a lot into the threes. So, I mean, it's like a 2-year era.
I think it starts at 18 months and goes into the first couple months of the
18
threes.
Years.
Did you bring up, hey, Shecky, calm down. Did you ask your sister about your theory that they were dealing with it wrong by rewarding the bad behavior?
I did, though. She said it's not completely uncommon because she likened it. And look, I'm paraphrasing here, so.
Of course.
Please disregard any mistakes or.
Mr. Santana is not a medical doctor.
Yeah. So my sister said being in your terrible twos, quote unquote, is like being a teenager. You've been coddled your entire life before your terrible twos. You've been in a stroller. You've been in a car seat. People have been doing things for you your entire life on this earth.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when you start getting mobile, they are started asking you to do things. Mm. So you're like, ugh, like I want my independence, but you want me to do this. I thought you used to take care of me. You used to give me, you used to feed me. Now you're not feeding me. You're making me feed myself. I'm supposed to pick up the blocks. I'm supposed to put that away. You used to do that for me all the time. It's almost like a shock to the system.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. It makes sense.
So she said if.
I never thought would cause the terrible twos.
So it's really adjusting to their new reality, which is. Now you're a little mobile, you got to just start doing things, right?
There's more expected of you. Yeah. Get daddy a beer.
And you're also coddled to the next level where when you're pre-toddler, pre-twos, all they're doing is showering you with attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when you're used to that and they get shut off because you can walk around now and the parents really want to create some sort of independent you freak out.
Yeah.
It's the opposite when you become a teenager, is the way my sister said. She goes, look, when you're a teenager, you want your independence. You want people to stop telling you what to do. Like, you want to. So she likens to both. Both need serious structure.
Okay.
Because inherently, she said, these little people want someone to follow.
Tiny humans.
They need to follow the rules, right?
Kids crave structure.
Once you actually start putting the rules together, they start adapting to it.
Yeah.
But don't be shocked. It's not like this kid is un poquito tocado or touched.
Touched.
And she's like a
second day in a
maniac.
Row. Love that word.
It's because it's culture shock.
Yeah.
It really is culture shock to the child. And they can't verbalize that yet.
You know what? You've changed since you went on Dr. Phil's set.
Yeah.
You really have.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Yes. And what troubles me is that I've turned out pretty good kids, two of them, and it never occurred to me what actually caused the terrible twos.
Yeah, so it's not like they're little s***. It's just,
what are you doing?
It really is just that they need to learn to adapt to their new reality and they need serious structure.
Structure. I've always been about structure.
Sorry about the S-bomb.
No, that's fine. Don't say that to the kid.
No.
I want some more opinions of you, about more of your opinions regarding parenting.
Yes.
Okay. This comes from the Parents Magazine.
Okay.
And they did a survey, statistics. What are the surveys? What are people's opinions on certain hot buttons, parenting hot buttons? All right. And this is from 200,000 readers that they polled. I want to see how you measure up. Is breastfeeding in public okay?
Ugh. Like the pig in me says, as long as she's hot, the human.
And you're referring to the mother.
Yes.
I know that's. Why would you say that?
The
Adrian?
Adult in
that's
me says, as long as you're classy about it, if you go all third world and you're flapping around with your flapjacks and your child, that's not cool.
Now you see, my opinion is no. I think there's always a place you can go, be it a bathroom or another room. I don't think it's ever okay, say, on an airplane. I know there are long flights, but you can plan ahead with the breast pumping and all that stuff. I think that there's a lot of room for error, and I think it can cause more.
I don't think women, my own context is my sister, but I don't know if somebody's like, if I want to breastfeed in front of everybody. I don't think that there's some sort of...
You think it's not a kink?
It's not some sort of a statement, at least from...
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to do it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But that's a choice. And you can... I personally feel like I can tell when that's the case.
Yeah, okay.
If somebody's covering up their kid and they're not...
A blanket.
Yeah, they're not looking at clothes while they're feeding their child... In the mall at Nordstrom,
right?
You're not putting maybe if you go and sit down in your Nordstrom and you're just like, I got to do this now. Like this is what this has to happen.
But they shouldn't sit by the piano player.
No, they're not making requests from the piano guy while they're feeding their kid.
Yeah, can you play Land of Milk and Honey?
Yeah.
85% of readers polled said it's okay to breastfeed in public. I mean, okay. Number two,
guys.
Can a kid get well-rounded social and academic experience if they're homeschooled?
Yes.
You think so?
They can, as long as you have them interact with other kids other than their siblings and their parents.
So, and you do that with, I guess,
play dates
and organized sports,
take them to the park.
I think it's tough. I think it's tough. I say no. I think that the activity of getting up, leaving, going to school, I think it's part of it. I think it's trying
to. Think about all the pain you go through. Do you ever get beat up in school?
No.
I have.
No.
I got
Did
rolled
you really?
A few times in middle school. I got punched for no reason. Because I was smart.
I'm guessing.
I'm sure that's smart.
I'm guessing there was a reason.
I was smart and I was doing well, so they would pick on me. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. How about this?
Maybe you need to go to a no bullying
zone.
Didn't
help me become more well-rounded. Helped me realize that I just got to keep what I know on the DL.
But you know what?
You know what I mean? And no one should ever make you feel that way.
Yeah, well, that's true, I suppose. But it did teach you to deal with a situation that you would never have had to deal with before.
I don't think you need to get rolled in school to problem solve.
I don't know. I'm going to beat you up after the show, see if you have any money. 73% said no. It's not possible. Is spanking okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Beat your kids.
You see? And you come from an abusive household.
I haven't assimilated.
But this is pretty well split. 48% said spanking is okay. 52 said no. That's basically a tie.
And by B, I mean, look, I'm figuring my sister doesn't beat their kids, and my parents beat us. Not too extreme. That probably was unhealthy, right?
Right.
But if your kids, there's got to be something. I don't know if it's the pinch, if it's the cocacho what my mom used to give us, the knuckle to the head,
right.
Like a swipe with a ring on. That Sunday morning ring was rough for our church, let me tell you. Something. The goon hand, as Chad likes to say, the goon hand is the hand you put underneath, you shimmy underneath your girl or guy, this new world, underneath their shoulder blade, and then you grab the hand and squeeze the arm to let them know that it's time to act like an adult or pipe down.
Mm-hmm.
That you can do with a child.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Without hurting them or bruising them.
Well, you don't want to leave a bruise. That's evidence.
No, but you know what I mean?
I do.
Some sort.
Yeah.
Of something.
Yeah. You have to let them know.
Or the threat of it maybe is enough.
And the last question, is it ever okay to put a kid on a leash?
I don't mind that as much. I don't mind it. I see that. I'm like, they've got some sort of radius.
That depends on the kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the harness on the chest, I think, is the best, though. Really holds him back.
Oh, like the baby Bjorn?
Yeah.
But you see, you put him on a leash. It gives him lots of room to run and dig.
In the radius.
They'll
the
be
safe
fine.
Radius.
Yeah, the baby tenda. All right. By the way, the answer to that, 47% said it's okay to put them on a leash.
Man.
All right. And for girlfriends?
Oh,
all
no.
of the above.
Only if she's into it. You gotta have a safe word.
Pineapple. stick around, folks. Coming back with Oscar Rotzi. It's gonna be a dandy, so you don't want to miss it. Oscar on a leash after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment.
One of your
Oscar
greatest
Santana
hires.
And Todd Moore really bring it week after week. But now it's even better. Thanks to me. Mike McIntosh.
Me!
You know, Mac. The intern. Now that I'm a regular on Tech 4-11, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me. Mac, the intern. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com.
If you haven't caught it, new Tech 411 out now.
If it snows, is he going to have like a 2-hour delay to go sit in the parking lot?
I don't know.
I think so.
That's so creepy. Is he back in school? I think he is. He's not here.
No, that's true.
Right?
So he's back? He's good?
Yeah. He must be. That's what he told me, at least.
Getting ready to set the world on fire. I do know this. When Mac was sitting in the Whole Foods parking lot, he loved listening to shows on the TMOS app.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen, people. We went out of our way to update the app. So if you've got an Android device, you'll see the update there. There's a new iOS update coming out as well. We'd love your feedback. This year, we're really looking to add some more features. So it's going to be important for you to have the app. Download it today on the iOS store or Google Play store. It's absolutely free. Give us some feedback.
Both platforms. Yay!
This is incredible.
It is. Oh.
Yeah, do it, please. Please. New Year resolution.
It's great. And you know what? I don't want to tip our hand too much, but it's going to be a great year for the TMOS app.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so you want to be in on the ground floor. So grab that anytime you can. The TMOS app. Now, another rare creature. Tuesday Oscar Rotzi. It's my favorite Tuesday.
Fellas, watch out. Billy Bush. I'm getting used to this. Billy Bush. Well, he does entertainment news every night after the nightly news.
I love when Oscar makes that noise.
Yes. Access Hollywood. Miley Cyrus, her antics are all over the web now.
And you know, she's been committing a lot of antics for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's apparently back living with Liam Hemsworth.
And they dated for a while, right?
Yeah, I remember when they broke up initially,
right?
3 years ago now, it feels like, two and a half years ago. That we said, oh, man, he dodged a bullet. I think I said that here on the show.
She broke up with him like in the Wrecking Ball era, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on now, but she's back to wearing her engagement ring. As you remember, they were engaged.
Yeah. I saw a picture of her hand yesterday. She had like a beautiful diamond and another ring that looked like a Brock Starlight Mint.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's a piece of work, this one.
I don't know what's going on here, but it's got the web buzzing. If they got back together... I guess there's got to be... This happens all the time. You break up and get back together, and they're so young.
Crazy finds crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Liam Starr as an actor has like completely transformed where he was 2.5 years ago to now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, I mean, this is good for her.
Yeah, this poor man doesn't know what's happening.
You don't think?
No. It's probably like, oh, I remember how great she was. And
you know what? Maybe it's that good.
No, you can't put the P on the pedestal. You know that, Rob.
I understand. That's right.
Moving on. Speaking of show business, Oscar is so white, or hashtag Oscar so white.
Yes.
I've been hearing that my entire life.
You haven't.
We're talking about the Academy Awards. Oh, I think you would. It's funny, when you're Latin and you assimilate and you don't act like you're FOB, you'd be surprised how people tell you, why are you so white? Like, that's some sort of insult.
Yeah, have you been accused of, like, leaving your lineage behind, faking
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? If anyone ever accuses you of that, just have them listen to you read.
Yeah. Or listen to the show. Please.
Yes.
I'm proud of my heritage. I'm happy to be in the United States of America. Boom, bam.
All right.
Take it. I'll bleed red, white, and blue. I will not go back to Bolivia if I had to. Like, if I will go back and visit. But I'm not moving back.
All right, settle down, George M. Cohen.
All right, Oscar So White has nothing to do with my heritage. It has everything to do with Academy Awards, and this is heating up. And this is a touchy subject for me as a minority because I don't work in show business per se as of the Academy Awards. So I don't know what it's like to work your entire life and not be recognized for your work.
Understood,
right? Especially if you give a performance of a lifetime. You've got Jada Pinkett Smith that came out and said she's not attending the Oscars. Spike Lee has come out and said he's not going either.
Right.
Some sort of boycott is coming around. I get it. I think, though, Wayne Brady might have said it best when he said, I don't know what's going on with the boycott, but I do know if you want to affect change, you have to do it from within. Mm-hmm. And the voters of the Academy have generations of just really being a different culture,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. They established that entire network, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you want to make a change, I think it's important to create diversity, but you don't have to force it.
No, no.
Yeah. Because it's one thing when you integrate schools.
Right.
That's understandable. Nobody has to have an Academy Award.
Right.
Everybody mm-hmm. has to have an education and have the right to that. You don't have the right to have an Academy Award.
And also the Oscars, it's a bigger situation because the Academy Awards reflect the motion picture industry.
Yes.
And if there is not the representation in the motion picture industry of any particular cultural yeah. group or nationality or racial group, they're not going to be reflected in the awards.
I also believe in a weird way, it's a disservice to ourselves as minorities. And you really don't see, you see some prominent Latinos coming out and saying, hey, yeah, they're so white, these Academy Awards. But in general, what about working on the merits of your work?
Exactly.
Right?
It really is. And that knows no color.
And if that award, look, that award has transcended people's careers. Yes, I cannot take that away. But for other people.
Transformed.
But for other people, it's done nothing.
Yep. You're right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Where's Adrian from the piano?
Adrian Brody?
Brody, yes.
He's around.
Where is he?
Well, we have an Adrian here who's doing equally as well.
Yeah, but so, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. It's not always a ticket to greatness.
Yes.
Right.
So it really, I'm conflicted. I get it. Well, you need a little more recognition.
I've heard some swirlings that maybe people are pressuring Chris Rock to step down as host.
Ugh.
Do you think this will happen?
No, I don't think it will. I think Chris Rock is a smarter businessman
yeah.
than that.
Yeah, okay.
He's not going to do that. I'm sorry. I sit there. I'm passionate about it. I'll give
you
one more.
I understand.
Moving on here. Speaking of entertainment, The Bachelor. Have you been watching the season?
I have not been watching, but you know what? This is the first time that... No, I've never watched it.
Okay. So I've been on and off.
I do peek in just to watch The Idiots.
And I would say that my girl usually got me into it, but I was into it way before my girl was into it.
Yeah, you
it, right?
like it.
This season is one for the ages. The hottest trim that you
will
ever
see. Oh, I thought
you were
going to talk about the hottest Bachelor.
And the craziest as well.
Yeah, I've heard some clips. These guys are nuts.
Gals
are nuts.
Some lady took herself off the actual roster. She said, I just can't handle this. After she would just go around being crazy. Some other girl's giving her guy a massage. It's all over the web now. Just a series of bombshells, and I'm going to give some people that are fans a chance to catch up to it. But yes. Start watching, because I'll be talking about it a lot more this
season. It's on your hot list?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
one more?
Wrapping up with Tracy Morgan here. We're all fans of Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Morgan was on the Jimmy Fallon show just yesterday, and he talked about how his daughter inspired him to walk again.
Really?
Huh. And if anyone deserves a second shot, and we've all chronicled the stories of Tracy Morgan, it's really impressive how he could go through such a life-changing event with that tractor-trailer accident.
Yes.
And then be where he is today.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Great transformation.
The fact that he was on SNL, the fact that his speech patterns are getting better.
Yes.
Talk about a muscle healing.
Yeah.
Just blows my mind.
Strength and character and all good things to him. I'm Brian Fellows.
Yes. So, that is Oscarazzi for today.
All the best wishes to Tracy Morgan. When we come back, we will do the Audio Vault, and that's the name of that tune. So stick around, folks. It's the Mike O'Mara Show right here at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Do you know what separates us from the other shows on the More Network?
Our lack of talent?
Besides that?
What?
We take questions.
If you want to know something, if you're pining for knowledge, all you got to do is write the question on our Facebook page, Cake and Cookies, and we will answer it. But?
It has to be good.
And we have to be good.
No. If we had to be good, we never would have gotten a show.
People are still waiting for us to start. It's Cake and Cookies right here on the More Network. Check us out on iTunes or the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Did come in. Welcome back. You know what you should do today?
What's that?
buy the 2016 bonus package.
Please. I think I will.
It's fantastic. I mean, if you like what you're hearing right now, and I assume you do because you're listening to it
perfect
right now.
Perfect for a snow day.
Oh, God, wouldn't it be great to binge listen on a snow day? Yeah. Fantastic. If you like this show, you'll love our bonus show. Each and every week, we record a sixth episode of this show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. If you subscribe, you get a full year of bonus and access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus access to the entire anthology, and you save over 25%. And perhaps most importantly, while you're doing that, you're supporting your favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to help us out, and we help you out with all the extra content. It's a great partnership, and it's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner. It is marked TMOS Bonus Packages. It also makes a great gift. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, just click that banner and get it done. It's the TMOS Bonus Package. Please order it today. And order it today.
Here.
Better. The door was stuck. It's all that cold weather. It's contracted.
It's frozen.
Yes. It's the let it go pony. It is the Audio Vault for Tuesday, the 19th of January, 2016. We've been hearing his music all day. Glenn Frey has touched so many people with his songs. Did you know that they started out backing up Linda Ronstadt? Essentially, the Eagles began as her backup band. She wanted to form a super group to back her on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, they said, you know what? That's a great gig, but I'm not so sure that's the way to go. Here's Don Henley and Glenn Frey talking about when they were asked to back up Linda Ronstadt.
I remember talking with Don, and Don said, well, you know, I'd rather like just be in a band with you.
Ooh.
And I said, well, yeah, me too. You know, I'd rather just be in a band with you. So we went to Linda and said, you know, we really appreciate everything you've done for us, and it means a lot, and we love playing with you, but we'd like to have our own band. Now, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, could get miffed by that. Say, well, wait a second, I brought you out here, you know, I gave you a paying job when you couldn't afford your own drinks at the Troubadour Bar, and now you want to quit?
Linda was extremely gracious about the whole thing.
That is cool.
That they met each other in that band, essentially, and they played together, and they said, we can do this.
That's cool.
But Linda Ronstadt let them go.
Yeah.
And because of that, you hadn't really conceivably say, if not for Linda Ronstadt, there are no Eagles.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't realize that Glenn Frey said one of his main musical influences was, believe it or not, Bob Seger.
Ooh.
Did you know that? Yeah, check this
Why
out.
Not?
The most important thing that happened to me when I was in Detroit was I met Bob Seger. He took me under his wing. He invited me to recording sessions that he was having, you know, so I could see how records were made.
I was his mentor. He was just so young, and I liked him right away because he was so funny. He had a great sense of humor. And like me, I could see he was really ambitious. He really wanted to be on the radio.
He cut a song called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. He let me play acoustic guitar on the basic track and sing background vocals.
Bob Seger goes on to say, if you listen to Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, when he goes to the first chorus, that Glenn Frey really oversings it, and you can really hear him. But he said he left it in because he liked him so much. That's the thing they say about Glenn Frey.
That's cool.
He had an amazing sense of humor. This is pretty funny, talking about touring with the Eagles towards the end of his life.
Well, there's a certain satisfaction every night to know that you made it through the whole set. You know, didn't pass out.
You know, it's just, he's touched so many people with so many great songs, both solo and with his band. A tragic loss, and we say safe home to Glenn Frey and send our best to his family.
Absolutely.
Okay. Steve Harvey did show his show yesterday where he apologized to Miss Columbia.
She her looks name, fantabulous, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, she is so hot. Ariadna Gutierrez, I believe. Is that right?
Is it Ariadna?
Ariadna? That's how
Gutierrez.
It's spelled.
Okay.
And here's his apology to Miss Columbia for screwing up the Miss Universe pageant.
You're the one person that I really wanted to talk to. Because of a mistake I made, I cast you into a spotlight, a place that I never intended to, that I would not want to happen to anybody. I just want to say how sorry I am. I'm beyond sorry for what happened that night and that it was you.
Now, make no mistake, this is a ratings thing, but he does sound sincere.
Yes.
And I love how she replied to that after he apologized to Miss Columbia. She said,
you have to learn how to read cards. Because It was on the card.
You have to learn how to read cards because it was on the card.
I've heard that.
She's saying the truth. You know who else needs to work on his reading is perhaps Donald Trump, who was at Liberty University and wanted to quote a scripture passage from 2 Corinthians.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously, he is a good speaker. Yeah. He speaks in front of a crowd. He's very comfortable, and he can sort of stray from the notes. But I don't think he knows all that much about the Bible, which he says is the only book that's greater than The Art of the Deal. But he was trying to quote 2 Corinthians, but this is what he said.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians.
Walk into a bar.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
My God.
2 Corinthians walk into a bar. But this is his speech. I'm sorry.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ball game. Where the Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, and all these people know he just effed up.
Exactly.
I don't know that. I'm like,
there is liberty. And here there is Liberty College, but Liberty University. But it is so true. You know, when you think, and that's really...
And you know what? Really, most of the great theologians, when they quote the scripture, they use the phrase, that's the whole ball game.
Yes.
Don't you think that's what the Pope said? I think the Pope said that when he was in D.C.
It's so slimy.
It's really bad. 2 Corinthians.
If you're going to quote it, you got to know the quote.
Please. Right? Please get it right. And you know what? He would quote it better if it was in the second greatest book ever written, The Art of the Deal. Are you familiar with husky dog Mishka?
Yes, Mishka. Yes.
Mishka is a dog that doesn't talk, except she talks.
Yes.
And this tape was sent to me by our own Cappy Pfeiffer. Love this. Mishka wants potatoes.
Ooh, I haven't heard this.
This is, you know, we've heard Mishka say, I love you.
Yes.
I think hello and goodbye. But this potatoes one, man, this one got me.
Trevor, Daddy's going to cook potatoes.
I don't want potatoes.
Why don't you help Daddy make potatoes?
Mishka, you want potatoes?
She
wants potatoes. You want to help me cook?
Yeah.
Sure, based on that, the kid wants. But let's hear the instant replay. Mishka the dog, I want potatoes. You know what? It's
they jumped the shark.
But right, yeah. I don't know. It's pretty close.
Now they're prodding that dog.
Uh-huh. They're paying the dog off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, with an actual cattle prod.
No, I saw the dog was not being touched. Okay. So maybe they're just holding it off stage?
Something.
Off stage. Like there's a stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
off camera.
Yes. Do you want potatoes?
I am being prodded.
And that's when the dog held up a copy of today's newspaper and said, please, please help
me. Someone help me.
I want potatoes.
It is sweet.
And you know what? Well, no, it's true if in the next video, if Mishka weighs 600 pounds.
All these burn marks on her. Putting cigarettes out on her.
So sad. Also, a model, a beautiful lady, Chrissy Teigen.
Christy Teigen. Or is it Chrissy?
I think it's Chrissy. I think it's Chrissy
is what I have written down here. Sorry.
She says, beware, folks. Pregnancy will change your breasts.
Ooh.
Changed hers.
I'm still second trimester, and I have, I think I'm rocking a 40 double D.
They're getting there.
My nipples are all sorts of weird.
Oh, honey, that only gets worse.
I'm really, actually, you know what? I'm so happy that I showed them off so much on Instagram because I'll never see them that way again.
True story. I've seen them on Instagram.
Yeah, have you?
They're nice.
Yeah. You know what she said to me? She said, pregnant women get hungry. And speaking of women, not pregnant women, but speaking of women, Khloe Kardashian has a new show.
Ooh.
So be aware that this is on the way.
Khloe Kardashian has announced she'll be hosting a new talk show where she drinks cocktails with her guests. Yes. The show will be called Throwing Up with the Kardashians.
All right, close that audio vault. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a beautiful package, please wrap it nicely and send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Thursday mailbag, send it along to Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, Rob with two Bs. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, back tomorrow. Have a safe trip. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing.
Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.